Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Megan here. Welcome back. And if it is your first time listening, I'm so happy that you are here and that you're going to learn how to travel for practically free. If you're new here, or maybe you haven't even downloaded the guide, because I really don't even talk about it as much as I probably should. In the show notes, go ahead and grab my free Travel Points 101 guide that will walk you through your first steps of how this all works, which card you should get first, and how you can start earning points to take your first practically free trip in just 3 short months. So definitely grab that little golden guide in the show notes because it's a really good one for free. So today we're going to talk about specifically the Capital One Venture X credit card. I know I talk about Chase Points a lot on this show. I absolutely love Chase Points. I think if you are a beginner, Chase is a great place to start. It's beginner friendly. There's lots of really great transfer partners. But the Capital One Venture X card is a card that once you kind of got Chase figured out, maybe you have 2-3 cards in your wallet and you're ready to look for something new and you're starting to travel a little bit more often, the Capital One Venture X is definitely a card that you should have in your wallet for many different reasons. And I'm going to go over all of the benefits of the card, some of their transfer partners, and some of the really unique ways that you can use Capital One points for things that the other banks don't really allow you to do as well. So, little golden nugget here with Capital One. So first, going into the Capital One Venture X, there is the Venture card and then there is the Venture X. And it's basically their lower annual fee card and then their premium higher annual fee card. It's very similar to the Chase Sapphire Preferred and Reserve cards. One is just a little higher premium, higher annual fee, but you get a lot more perks with it. And if you are traveling more than one time a year, I definitely think having the Venture X over the Venture is going to be a better option for you. And the credits that you get from it pretty much outweigh the annual fee, and I will go into that. So the annual fee on this card is $395, which if you're kind of starting out and a lot of the cards you have are $0 to like $100 annual fees, you might think, wow, $395 is a little much, but I can tell you that the credits you get with this card completely outweigh it. So first of all, when you sign up, you're automatically going to get that, well, not automatically, you have to hit the sign up bonus, but you're going to get that 75,000 points within the first 3 months of opening that card. So 75,000 points right there. If you converted that to just using the travel portal, $750, but obviously we're not going to do that. We're going to use transfer partners and you're going to get a lot more out of that. So first, right off the bat, there's $750. So you've already outweighed that annual fee right off the first year. But let's just say you keep that card around longer and you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to get $750 every single year. So what do you get benefit-wise out of this card? You're going to get a $300 travel credit to be used in the travel portal with Capital One. So this can be used for hotels or airlines, rental cars. There's a lot of different things you can use for it in the travel portal. You are a little more limited to things, but having a $300 travel credit already takes $300 off that annual fee. So you're at $95 now, essentially. Then on your anniversary bonus, so 1 year after you've opened this card and your anniversary hits, they're going to give you a 10,000 point bonus. So already right there, there's another $100 that you're going to get after year one. You're also the best perk with this card, and the number one reason I think everyone should have this in their wallet, is for lounge access. Now, I did an entire episode, I forget which number it is, on lounge access and how to get access to airport lounges and how it really does change the way that you travel. There are a few cards out there to get lounge access, but in that episode, I talked about how the Venture X card is really the best card, in my opinion, to get lounge access. So you're going to get access to 1,300 plus lounges with your priority pass and be able to access Capital One lounges, which are really, really nice lounges for you and a guest. So I think this is like the number one reason you should have it. You're also going to get Hertz presidential status with it. You're going to get access to their premier collection and lifestyle collection. So this is basically within the travel portal. It's another higher end collection of hotels that if you wanted to book in the travel portal, you would have access to them. So if you were using that $300 travel credit, for example, or if you just wanted to pay for a boutique hotel with cash using your card, you can do that as well. When you do the Premier Collection, you're going to get free breakfast and $100 property credit with each booking. And the Lifestyle Collection, you get a $50 experience credit, which can be used for drinks or other perks while you're at the resort. The other great thing that is going to give you so much value out of this card is TSA PreCheck or Global Entry reimbursement. So that's worth around $120. When you get TSA PreCheck, they'll give you that money back. And then on top of all of those perks, you're going to get trip cancellation insurance, trip delay reimbursement, which is up to $500 per person when your flight's delayed 6 hours or more. You're going to get lost luggage reimbursement. So if they lost your luggage or you didn't get it right away on your trip, and car rental insurance. Like, those things are huge if something were to happen. If your trip is delayed, to get $500 per person, like, that is huge. Or you lost your luggage and you need to buy some clothes in the meantime. These are all really great perks, and we forget these things sometimes. We get the card, we get the sign up bonus, and then we forget about all the perks, and we're missing out on hundreds of dollars worth of benefits in our pocket. And so, like I said, having that lounge access is key. I went into the cost of the Priority Pass in that episode. I don't exactly remember, but I know you're getting incredible value out of it. So if we're going to add up the $300 credit, our 10,000 point anniversary bonus, our lounge access, our TSA PreCheck, like, we are well around $500+ worth of savings. So right there, your $395 annual fee is completely wiped clean. So first reason on why you should have that card. Now let's think about the transfer partners, because we're going to get that 75,000 points and we're not going to use them in the travel portal, except for a few ways, which I'll go over here after this. But if you're wanting to get the most bang for your buck out of these points, your transfer partners are going to be where it's at. So you can transfer your Capital One points just like you would your Chase points out to transfer partners. Some of their partners for the Capital One is for hotels. You're going to have Wyndham Rewards and Choice Privileges. You can find some really good ones. I know we think of like Choice and Wyndham not being that great as compared to like Marriott, Hyatt, Hilton, but there are some nice properties that you can find. I really like using Capital One miles for flights, especially international flights, because you have some really good transfer partners. So Etihad is a really good one. Emirates, if you're looking for those really nice first class flights to international other countries, we have Qantas, we have Finnair, Cathay Pacific, British Airways, which on British Airways, you can also book American Airlines flights. We have Turkish Airlines, another really good international airline to use. Singapore Airlines, Singapore Suites are one of the top end first class flights. Air Canada, Air France, Delta, lots of amazing transfer partners within the airline flight space. And so I really like using these points for those international flights. Again, you can use them for hotels too. And then the really unique way that you can use Capital One, which the other banks don't have, is when you use your Capital One cards for travel purchases, it must code as travel on your credit card statement. You can erase that purchase using your points. And so you can erase things like cruise ships, Airbnbs, VRBO, Disney tickets, Six Flags tickets, like any sort of theme park tickets. You can even do it for concerts sometimes. There's a lot of really unique ways that you can find ways to get those purchases coded as travel. So people who like to stay in Airbnbs and VRBOs, this is a great way to do it because those are going to code as travel. If you have like a bigger family and you like to stay in big houses instead of hotels and it just makes sense for you, Capital One points. I have a client actually right now who's going through the Travel Points Academy, and she has a Airbnb stay that they do every single year with their family. I don't know if it's the same Airbnb, but they go on this family trip every single year. And so she was telling me that her first big points redemption was she wanted to be able to cover the purchase of this Airbnb. And so she signed up for the Capital One Venture card, and she has been collecting Capital One points to erase this purchase. And that was really important to her. Next, she's going to work on more of like the hotels and airlines. But yes, when you use Capital One points to erase travel purchases, it's a one-to-one. So if it's, let's say you have that 75,000 points, if you erase travel purchases, it's going to be a straight $750. That's what it's worth. So if you did a $1,000 Airbnb stay, then it's going to be 100,000 points. If you were to do like a $750 Airbnb stay, it's a 75,000 point. Whereas if you transferred those to transfer partners, you're going to get a little more out of that. So you could turn that $750 into maybe $1,000 or somewhere in there, depending on where you transferred your points. It may be a little less. It may actually be more. It just depends on how you transfer them. But if using the Capital One points to erase travel purchase is important to you, then that's what you should do. If you really want to go on a cruise, there's not a whole lot of ways to use points on cruise ships. So using Capital One miles is a great way to do that. If you're really wanting to go to Disney or theme parks, that's a great way to use these points. Now, do keep in mind, when you do use the points for Disney tickets or theme park tickets, if you purchase directly through Disney or Six Flags or wherever you're going, that is going to code as entertainment and you will not be able to erase that purchase. So what you need to do is go through a third party. So travel agents work. My favorite way to buy theme park tickets is Undercover Tourist. I'll put the link here in the show notes. But it is just a third party that you can buy tickets through. You can buy concert tickets through them. I think like even like football and baseball, like there's a lot of ways that you can buy through Undercover Tourist. And when you purchase through them, it codes as travel. And so that is kind of the workaround, because if you book directly with Disney, it's not going to code as travel, it'll code as entertainment. So do keep that in mind. Don't make that mistake. But once you do, you just pay for the tickets using your Capital One Venture X card. The purchase will show up on your bank statement, and then you just erase that purchase with your points right in Capital One when you log in. So it's a very, very simple process. I walk you through it in the Travel Points Academy if you're really wanting like step-by-step help with how all of that works. I have screen tutorials and all of that, but it's a great, easy process to be able to do that. And it's just great to be able to use your points for some of those other purchases that aren't as easy. Like hotels and airlines are very simple through all of the banks. There's ways to do that through the travel portals, through transfer partners. But cruise ships and Airbnbs and tickets and some other things like that aren't as easy to do on points. And Capital One makes it really, really simple. So bottom line, whatever is important to you on how you want to travel, even if you want to cover your entire trip, rental car, excursions, tours, hotel, airline, like if you want everything covered and really want a free trip, you can totally make that happen. Even if you want to pay for your food inside of Disney, you can make it happen. Like I show you in Travel Points Academy exactly how to literally cover almost everything on your trip. And if that's what's important to you, then do that. If you're wanting to get the most bang for your buck out of your points and you're fine with paying for food and other things, and you're like, I just want to cover my hotel and airlines, that's possible. Whatever you want is what you can do with your points. And that's what I love about traveling with credit card points, is it's so unique to every person. And whatever's important to you, do it that way. Even if you're getting less value out of it, if you're getting what you want out of that card and getting your trip paid for, then like do it. Don't do what everybody else tells you you're supposed to do. So I'm very big on that. Use the points the way that you want, and Capital One makes it really easy to be able to do that. So that's kind of a deep dive into the Capital One Venture X. If you think that this card is a great fit for you and you want to grab this card, I have the link for the card in the show notes with that 75,000 point sign up bonus. So I hope you found this helpful. I really do think this is a great asset to have in your wallet, along with all of those Chase cards. So if you've gotten a couple of Chase cards under your belt, I definitely think that this is the next card that you can go towards, especially if any of the things I just said that you can use your points for is something that you think would be beneficial for you, or maybe you're thinking, oh, I really wanted to do a Disney trip coming up, or I wanted to go on a cruise, or we're going to go fly international, and I'd really love to fly in one of those nice first class seats, then this is definitely the card for you. And as always, if you have any questions or you're confused about something, my DMs on Instagram are always open. Go follow me at Points to Paradise. I am more than happy to have a conversation with you, help you out, and see if this is the right card for you or not. So thanks for tuning in today, and I will catch you guys next week.